Blog Talk Radio.
I feel the love and the presence and the blessings of the One. Everything, creator of the stars and of the sun. And I know I'm part of it all one after all. Everything is from the force of love. The force is all there is. It's more than everything we know. What a wondrous thing it is. And I know I'm part of it all. All one after all. Everything is from the One, many from the One. And I see the people of the world, voices raised as one. Laughter, love, and peace. Everybody's having fun. And I see the world is so fine. God knows it's time. Everything is from. Thankful I can see the world in harmony. I release unto the law if it is meant to be. I see the world is so fine. God knows it's time. Everything is from the One, many from the One. And I feel the love and the presence and the blessings of the One. Feel the love and the presence and the blessings of the One. I feel the love and the presence and the blessings of the One.
Good evening and welcome. Let's begin this special show with a series of prayers. And the first one I am going to do is the prayer of the healer. We shall start here. Dear God, I surrender this session to you. I ask that my interaction with everyone would bring for us and ask in this moment to be filled with your wisdom. used as a channel for your healing power, for by myself I could heal no one. Rather, I remember that your power within me does the work. Show me how to love everyone in my life and before me, and how to listen to them and counsel them as you would have me do. May I remind them of their own magnificence, and through this memory that they might awaken to the truth. May I minister to them truly through your words and your thoughts and your love. In Christ's name, amen. And then whenever I say this prayer daily, I always add, to Yeshua the Christ, I call upon you now. May your words be my words. May your hands be my hands. May your wisdom flow through me, and may your grace surround me and move through me to everyone I interact with today. In your name I pray, amen. This is a special edition of the Bible Belt Mystics Radio. If you've been taking our course, Welcome to Earth 101, you know that tonight is a special night, a call for peace, a call for unity, and that is what we're going to do tonight. We are going to create a space for healing for this planet because we know that we are in a great deal of trouble right now. And it will take all of us working together as light workers, light holders, and light bearers to bring this planet into healing and alignment. So I want to say welcome. I'm your host, Leslie Draper, and the show is streaming live to you from Norman, Oklahoma, and I'm in studio with Emily and Courtney this evening. I want to say thank you to both of them for helping us out on this special occasion. If you are just now tuning in and you've never listened to any of our shows before, I encourage you to go back through the archives because tonight's show will not be indicative of what our normal show is. Tonight is a call for peace and unity. I ask that you, clear your space for tonight. So turn off the TV, turn off any other distractions. When we're doing the visualizations, don't play games on your phone or try not to multitask in your head. Be totally focused and present tonight for us because we are the light workers, the light bearers, and we are being called to action and called up. A candle now. So if you have a candle nearby that you can light, now's a great time to light that candle, light worker. It's a great time to, and I think I have an old lighter here. Interestingly enough, it's like having trouble lighting. It isn't that powerful symbolism. And now it's just barely lit, but yet it was enough. So remember, all it takes is a little bit to make the light. Okay. There's a couple of other prayers I want to start with tonight. Now, the prayer for the healer that I just read is from my absolute favorite book by Marian Williamson, Illuminata. And this book was a gift to me from a dear friend, and I loved it so much that I have bought an additional copy for one for the office, one for home, and even I have one on my phone. This book has some of the most beautiful prayers that I've ever heard. So let's go ahead now and let's do a prayer for America. And we are going to do world prayers, and we're certainly going to extend our place of peace beyond the United States because this is not a United States problem. It is not an American problem. It is a humanity issue going on, and that's what we have to do. We have to call to all of humanity to bring this into healing. Okay. So the prayer for America. Dear God, we join in prayer to celebrate this nation and surrender its destiny to you. We give thanks in our hearts for the founding of this country. We give thanks for and bless the souls of those who came before us to found this nation, to nurture, and to save it. We ask that God's Spirit now fill our hearts with righteousness. May we play our part in the healing and the furtherance of this country. May we be cleansed of all destructive thoughts. May judgment of others, bigotry, racism, and intolerance be washed clean from our hearts. May our minds be filled with the thoughts of God, His unconditional love, and His acceptance of all people. May this nation be forgiven in its transgressions against the African American, the Native American, and any and all others. May our lives be turned into instruments of resurrection, that the sins of our fathers might be reversed through us. May the beauty and the greatness of this land burst forth once more in the heart of its people. May the dreams of our forefathers be realized in us, that we might live in honesty and integrity and excellence with our neighbors. May this country once again become a light unto the nations of hope and goodness and peace and freedom. May violence and darkness be cast out of our midst. May hatred no longer find fertile ground in which to grow here. May all of us feel God's grace upon us. Reignite, dear God, the spirit of truth in our hearts. May our nation be given a new light, the sacred fire that once shone so bright from shore to shore. May we be repaired. May we be forgiven. May our children be blessed. May we be renewed. Dear God, please bless America. Amen. This is a really powerful one. If you're unfamiliar with this book, it's a nice book of prayers. So if you're looking for the right words, maybe you can take something here and adapt it for what you need. Okay. If you know me at all, you know that I have been a Bernie Sanders since I pretty much learned the man existed. But it's so much more than politics, because I really don't want to talk politics tonight. But what I want to say is I believe firmly that the country he's trying to create is the way to peace. I believe that if we start by just loving each other and caring for each other, we can create what we want. So this next prayer that we're going to do, I'm going to say a line to repeat it. You can, if you're home and you can't, you know, say it aloud, say it in your head. If you can say it aloud, do so. But what I really want you to do is focus on the words and see these words going out into the world and creating. And so even though technically this prayer, I think, leans more towards the U.S., we're going to say it in a way that we say it for our entire planet, okay? So I'm going to say a line, and then I'm going to create a space for you to repeat it. Okay, and not the Dear Lord part, though. I'll just say that, and we can go to the next line, because that would feel kind of awkward, I think. So, okay, Dear Lord, we pray for the leaders of this country and every other. May they not be swayed by false politics, but listen instead to the spirit of truth. May they not hearken to the false and bitter voices of a frightened world, but instead hear the angels who minister unto them. May the world make room for their leadership and resist no more their growth into greatness. May their virtue shield them. May their lack of virtue be forgiven and corrected. May their words be true. May their strength go before them to cut like a sword through all illusion. May they see innocence and brotherhood, even in those who oppose them. May they grow beyond a shallow fight. And thus may we all be taken with them into new light, new peace, new politics, new hope for all the world. In Christ's name, amen. Isn't that powerful? And again, I do believe we have leaders on this country right now that are standing here because they are the answer to that prayer. I truly, in my heart and in my soul, I believe that. I believe that with everything within me, that we have said this prayer and we now have leaders willing to stand up and do this if we will just stand behind them. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, I don't want to go, because I am feeling so emotional over all this going on right now on our planet. I am feeling so emotional over the attacks on our brothers and our sisters. I'm feeling emotional and
you know, I don't even really want to allow myself to be angry about it because I know, you know, the anger feeds anger. So that's not a place of healing. What I want to do is just send enough love into this problem that we can love ourselves through it so that we can stop killing each other. That is my deepest and my most profound desire for the people on this planet. But we don't have to look very far to see tragedy is completely around us. You know, we have who have been harmed by those in leadership and power. You know, we have those who, you know, that have been innocently killed by police officers who were acting unlawfully and unethically. And note, I made that distinction because I completely support our police officers. They are brave. Most of them are brave and heroic. And when everyone else is running away from danger, they're running towards it. I am friends with many law enforcement officers, and I love them and I support them and I pray for their peace. But see, there are some that are acting illegally and immorally, and they're abusing that power, and they need to be weeded out because those are the ones that are hurting our citizens. And then our citizens get angry and react with violence for the violence. Okay, when what we need to be doing is creating a space where we love and support and care for each other until we're out of this difficult place. And so there have been so many countless ones, and now we have the vigilante justice going on where we have lone gunmen singling out law enforcement officers to kill them, which is absolutely wrong and violent and horrible and way. So, you know, we have so much going on right now that we need to just stop, get everybody to hit control, alt, delete. It's like this meme I saw the other day, and it says, have we tried turning the United States off and turning it back on again and see if it will reboot correctly? And that's what needs to happen. And so, you know, I encourage each of us, myself included, remember that every time there's a loss, every time there's a cry in anger, every time there's a cry in pain, every time there's an injustice, every time there's a murder, our answer is love. And yes, I know that it's harder than hell to do sometimes. I know that because I have to struggle through it too, to not react with pain when someone hurts me, and to not react with anger when someone is angry with me, and to not have those reactions because energy creates energy. And, you know, that's why they say arguments escalate. It's because anger creates more anger and injustice creates more injustice. And the only answer here is love. The only one. There is no other answer. There is love and there is absolutely nothing else. There is love. Love is the answer. Okay, so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to do a series of visualizations. We're going to do a series of coming together and trying to start a movement, trying to start this wave of energy and this wave of peace, and it's going to start small in little micro cells, okay? But we're going to give it what it needs to grow, and we're going to give it what it needs to continue until we have this. Okay, so here's what I want to do. Sorry, my phone was getting a text and it distracted me. Okay, let me find the next prayer that we want to do. Oh yes, that is, the angels wanted us to do this one. Okay, so I have two different prayers here, okay? And one is for victim of violence, Ziggy is letting me know that Emily's coming back in from being outside. So one is a prayer for the victim of violence, and one is a prayer for the perpetrator. Because, again, the only answer here is love, and that is so hard to do, but it's critical that we do it anyway. Because we already know what happens when we match anger with anger and violence for violence. Okay, prayer for the victim of violence. Dear God, I have been wounded in my body and soul. My memories, my thoughts, dear Lord, are full of horror.
and I am powerless to heal them. The hatred I feel, the pain I feel, is beyond my ability to deal with. Please, dear God, come into my mind. With your spirit, dear God, please wash me clean. Take out of me this sword. Take out of me this wound. Take out of me this pain. Help me forgive, for it is beyond my power to do so myself. Release the one who did this, and release, dear God, my heart. I need new life. Please give me this. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is for the victim of violence, and here is the one for perpetrator. Dear God, I recognize the evil of my behavior. I ask forgiveness for the pain I've caused someone else. Forgive me, God, and cleanse my heart. Most of all, dear Lord, please send your angels to release me from any yearnings to do again as I have done. May God cast out the evil from within me. May I be returned somehow through your grace, dear God, to the ways of goodness. Please bless and protect those who have been victims of my perpetration. May my life be somehow lifted up that I might be redeemed and receive from you the chance to live the rest of my life on the path of good, through the grace of God and in service to humanity forever and ever. Again, we're looking at sending love to both the one who did the hurting and the one who received the hurting, because the truth is we've all done both. We've been on both sides of this. We have, you know, hurt someone's feelings. Maybe we got frustrated with someone driving down the road and we pulled over a little too hastily. Maybe we were irritated by the person in line at the grocery store and we said something under our breath that we thought maybe they could hear. There are so many ways that we can inadvertently, you know, cause harm to others. It's important that we recognize this. It's also important that we recognize that hurt people hurt people, okay? Hurt people hurt people. And that is the absolute truth. And so even those right now that are acting out of anger and that are furious and are showing, instead of seeing it as they're showing anger, they're showing hate, understand that they're showing you their pain. They're showing you their brokenness. And because that brokenness, it's easier to deal with it with anger than it is with pain. It's an easier filter to be angry about it than it is to expose more brokenness, because we have this belief that if we show people our brokenness, that then makes us more vulnerable to more brokenness. You know, we're taught to always have on that poker face and not let anyone see. Don't let them see your pain, because then they'll hurt you even more, right? So we have to start looking at this differently. Hurt people hurt people. And together, you know, we can start to create the healing for all of us. Okay. A couple of other things before we start our visualizations, and that is, you know, remember to disconnect, okay? What's going on right now all around us is incredibly negative. It's incredibly violent. We still have a major refugee crisis in the Middle East going on. And now with what just happened in Turkey, that's probably only going to escalate. We have violence, you know, all over right now. And although the United States usually has the benefit of looking at itself as one of the more peaceful and loving and stable nations, we certainly do not now. I forgot which country it was, maybe somewhere in the Caribbean. One of the countries down there issued an alert to any of their black men traveling to the United States to be on high alert for police brutality. And that was just like a gut punch that we are now that kind of place where those types of alerts have to happen. We had what happened just in France, the attack in France that happened that killed a lot of innocent people. You know, we have the one in Dallas. And please, please, please pray for the protection of every single person at the conventions, both Democrat and Republican, that are coming up. So we have to unplug from this, okay? You cannot sit and watch CNN 12 hours a day, you know, or the news and hold your vibration for healing. It's just not possible.
So make sure that you're unplugging. If you feel like you have to be caught up on the news and what's going on, then, you know, use another, a less emotional medium, like reading it, you know, reading it without photos, so that it is less likely to trigger you emotionally. So make sure that you're disconnecting. What's really important also is to make sure that anytime you start feeling like you're being pulled into depression energy, fear energy, or anger energy, that you do something to lift your own vibration. Read something inspirational, listen to something uplifting, do whatever you can to raise yourself up out of it, okay? Because your vibration matters, your mood matters, because just holding a place of peace matters, and that's why we're meeting tonight, to hold that place of peace. So do what you have to do to take care of you. Do what you have to do to make sure that you're staying in a place. And if you have a friend that's struggling, you know, that's lost right now, you know, don't, it's never good to let yourself get pulled down into it, but if you can safely, try to lift them up. Give them something inspirational to read. Give them something to watch or to listen to so that they can find their way through, okay? It is just really a painful place for almost everybody on this planet. And so we need to really work together. Okay, so I want to go ahead and start our visualizations. So what I want you to do first is I want you to just really focus on your breathing, okay? Breathe in white light. Exhale out everything else. Breathe in peace. Breathe in love. Breathe in joy. Feel yourself breathing it in. You're breathing in divine love. Breathe in. Now exhale out. Let go of anything that no longer serves you. Let go of any worry, any anxiety. Letting that slow, deep breath come in. I want you really to focus on controlling this breath, okay? This breath is going to come in very slow and very deep. And then when you exhale, it's going to be the same. Now, I want you to feel your heart, okay? And your heart rate is slowing down, and you're feeling very peaceful, continuing to inhale and exhale deeply, letting your heart rate stabilize, okay? Now, I want you to let all of the stress and anxiety, energy, everything just kind of flow out of your neck and your shoulders, okay? Out of your neck and your shoulders and down your arms. You're just going to let all that anxiety just flow out, okay? And now you're going to let all that stress and worry just go out of your back, out of your chest, down your abdomen. All those muscles are relaxing. Your muscles are getting loose and limp. Now let's work on your hips, okay? Let all the stress and anxiety out of your hips. And now this energy flows down your legs. Okay, good. Now let's let those leg muscles begin to loosen and lengthen all the way down, feeling very peaceful, very safe, and very loved. Okay, now I want you to focus on your heartbeat, okay? Focus on your heartbeat. I want you to put your fingers, do you know how to check your pulse on your wrist? Okay? All right, I just want you to have your fingers right there so that you can feel your own pulse. This is your physical contribution to this planet. Your heart emits a signal. Right now, in this moment, and in every moment you're in physical form on this planet, this beat of your heart is your signal. It's emitting right now. With every beat of your heart, your vibration is going out into the universe, and it's flowing into everything around you, from the people around you to the physical structures, your home, your work, to the earth beneath your feet, the air all around you, the trees, the sky, the clouds, the grass. Everything around you is influenced by the single beat of your heart. and here's something else. It never stops. That energy field just continues to grow and grow and grow. And it completely covers this planet and out into the universe. And with every beat of your heart, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So every single time you feel your heartbeat when you check your pulse, that is you, your frequency, your vibration, you floating out into the universe in a physical wave. It's a wave of energy. And the entire time you are on this planet, you are sending out those waves. Now, until this moment, those waves of energy were in alignment with wherever your thoughts were. So if you were worried, they were worry thoughts. If you were upset about something, they were anxious thoughts. If you were mad or scared or happy or glad, whatever your emotions were, that was what was contained in these waves of energy emitting off of you. Now, see, we just pulled you in energetically and we grounded you and we released all that anxiety and all that stress. So now you are in a fantastic place, a wonderful place to control these waves that are coming from you. I want you to picture deep inside your heart. Let's pick a single cell inside your heart, okay? One cell. And I want you to completely infuse that cell with healing, pink, loving light. That one cell is filled with pink, loving light. And when your heart beats, that cell then expands and explodes with a wave of energy. And with every beat of your heart, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it covers more ground and more space. So right now, that what started as a single pink cell of pink light is now bigger and bigger, and it's filling your entire chest. And now it's expanding beyond your chest, and it's now filling up the room. And remember, every time your heart beats, it doesn't just continue this one wave, it starts an entirely new one. So do you understand the capacity to which you right now are influencing everything around you? That's right. How many times does your heart beat a minute? Probably at least 60, and maybe as many as 100. That means 100 different waves of energy every single minute are coming from you and out into the universe. We better make it good ones, right? It better be love and it better be peace if that's what we want. So right now, that expanding energy is just continuing with every single beat, more and more and more. And it's just expanding and flowing and growing, and it's just overtaking the room that you're in. The room that you're in is now filled with this beautiful pink energy. And the waves that come after it, by the time you can appreciate one pink wave, the next one is already here. And then the next, and then the next, and then the next. Okay? And then it keeps on. Now it's filling the structure, the house, or the workplace that you are, bigger and bigger and bigger. And the next wave of pink energy, and the next wave of pink energy, and because you are focused on it, this is pure unconditional love. Back to that heart for a minute, knowing that you are continuing to expand this energy field. I want you to think of what in your mind represents unconditional love. What does that picture look like? Is that Christ? Buddha? What picture represents unconditional love? The love of Mother Mary? A woman who knew that she would carry this child, raise him, and then have to let him go? Knowing that? What does unconditional love mean to you? That's what I want you to hold on to for this next wave. Is it the beauty of a flower in a field? Is it the promise of another day, the sunrise, the sunset, the rainbow promise for the world? Is it a mother's love? What does that mean to you? Or is it that the foster parent that takes in children that are not theirs biologically, but they agree to give them a safe and loving home? Is that what unconditional love holds? That's what I want you to hold on to, the beauty and the love in this universe. I want you to see it. I want you to feel it. I want you to know it. And now I want you to send it out. Send it out. Feel that. Send it out with every beat of your heart. Now that is expanding and expanding and expanding. For me right now, unconditional love is embodied in Pope Francis. I want you to see his energy, his love, his gifts expanding and going, expanding and going. How beautiful is this? How magnificent. The love of Christ, the benevolent and loving presence of God. All of this is unconditional love because you don't have to do something to receive it. That's what unconditional love means. Love without condition. I love you without condition. Send that out now, bigger and brighter and better and bolder. Send that unconditional love out. Love your neighbor, whether you know their names, whether you know what they do, whether they deserve it, whether they're happy, whether they're grumpy. It doesn't matter. Love without condition. Send the universe one heartbeat at a time, continuing to grow and grow and grow. Unconditional love. Love for your brothers, love for your sisters, love for each other. That growing becomes purple light. Purple light being crown chakra light, being the highest vibrational frequency that you can have. And it did that all on its own. I didn't mean to make that happen. So what you just did became purple light. What you just did became crown chakra, highest vibrational light, purple light. Now let's go back in our heart, okay? Back in that heart. I want you to think of what peace looks like. What does peace look like? Is it two children hugging and holding hands? Is it two people that should be sworn enemies that are coming together and finding a way to have peace? Or finding a way to talk instead of fight? Is peace when people stand together holding hands, saying, "You matter. You matter to me. If I eat, you eat. If I have shelter, you have shelter." Because everybody deserves it. The seed of God is in everybody. What does peace look like to you? See soldiers standing on a line, and on both sides, they simultaneously put down their guns. And they walk over and they hug and say, "I see God in you. I see God in you." That's what peace looks like. Peace is when we see each other in truth. We see God in each other. And there's no separation from me to you because all minds are linked. Send that out into the world right now. Send that out into the world. I see God in you. You see God in me. Feel that exploding out into the universe right now, awakening each other, loving each other, supporting each other. That is beautiful. Now to close this visualization, the last one we're going to do is hope, okay? I want you to go back to your heart space, and I want you to picture what hope looks like. Is hope a new baby? Is hope a new day, a sunrise? Is hope promise, the promise of love? Whatever hope represents to you, I want you to send that out into the universe now. With every beat of your heart, you're sending out hope. For we must have hope. Hope is very important right now. We're sending hope out for a better world, a better place. Better all the way through, happier, more peaceful, more hopeful, full of hope. Sending that out, sending that out. I want you to think about how many hundreds, no, how many thousands of energy rings you've sent out since we started this. Think about that. You are a light worker, a light bearer, a light holder. You You are sending them out right now. So what are you going to send out? The good stuff, right? I want you to be aware of that anytime that you start to feel overwhelmed in this world, that you, with every beat of your heart, are sending out massive rings of energy. And the person who focuses on this, that's how you get them more powerful. You focus on them. You deliberately create them instead of letting them be created off some autopilot frenzy. By focusing on them, feeling your own pulse, okay, seeing it, feeling it, speaking about it, and hearing it, that is how you do it. Okay, so let's go ahead and close this visualization. We let the natural, loving, peaceful, empowering, and hopeful spiralings of energy just continue. And we bring ourselves back fully conscious, ready to move forward. Good job, light workers. Good job. Okay. Let me find the next prayer and we will move forward. There is so much right now in our world that needs to be healed. But where we have to focus is that there's peace breaking out everywhere. There is love breaking out everywhere. There is hope breaking out everywhere. And every time that we focus on it, we bring more of it. Remember that. Remember what we learned in early in Welcome to Earth 101 and what we learned in Target Prosperity 2016, where your consciousness focuses is a powerful point of creation for you. Okay? It's a powerful point of creation for you. And so I really want you to have that in your mind. Yeah, okay. All right, so this prayer we're going to do is prayer for the world. And I'm going to take a quick sip of my drink here. Ooh, Courtney brought me a cherry limeade, which I love, but I don't drink much soda, so it's like a kick. Okay. I like humor, if you can't tell. I'm sure my face was just awesome when I took that drink. Okay, so Marianne Williamson, the prayer for the world. Dear God, we pray for this world. We ask that you remove the walls that separate us and the chains that hold us down. Use us to create a new world on earth, one that reflects your will, your vision, and your peace. In this moment, we recognize the power you have given us to create anew the world we want. Today's world, dear Lord, but reflects our past confusion. Now in this moment, we ask for new light. Illuminate our minds. Use us, dear Lord, as never before, as part of a great and mighty plan for the healing of this world. May we no longer be at war with each other. May we no longer be at war with ourselves. Let us forgive this century and every other the evils of history, the pain of our common fears. Remove from our hearts the illusion that we are separate. May every nation and every people and every color and every religion at last find the one heartbeat we all share. Through you, our common Father, Mother, and the Redeemer of our broken dreams, may we not hold on to yesterday. May we not obscure your vision of tomorrow, but rather you flood our hearts. Flow through us, work through us. Then in our lives, we might see the illuminated world. Create, sustain that world on earth, dear God, for us and for our children. Hallelujah at the thought. Praise God, the possibility that such a thing could come to be through you, through your life that shines within us. So may it be. So may it be. We thank you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen. A prayer for the world, and that is absolutely what we need right now. Whenever we have moments like this, or times, you know, these difficult times, it's so hard to not get lost in it. And so I've spent a lot of time in prayer and in meditation. and seeking guidance from Spirit on what to do. And I'm going to share some of the awarenesses I've come to on my journey, because these were important and powerful insights I needed. And as I say this, you know, whenever you seek to understand something, especially something that, you know, you're kind of hung up on, the understanding doesn't take away whatever was done, you know, whatever injustice was done, but it helps you put it in a different perspective so that you can heal it and so you can move forward. And so, especially those of you that, like, know me in my personal life, you know that my undergraduate degree is in political science. I was always going to law school. I was never going to work with that undergraduate degree. My passion was always in civil rights and liberties, always was there. I took classes, extra classes, weren't even part of the poli-sci curriculum, in African-American history from the slave trade just past the Civil War, and then a secondary class on that one. So if it came to civil rights, especially relating to African-Americans coming here in the slave trade and everything that followed, that's where my interest was. And that's what I studied, because it was such a horrific thing that it was so hard for me to wrap my head around the place where we were, that I needed to understand it. So I spent years studying it. And so I see that different from the slave trade on. I mean, it really does frustrate me greatly whenever someone says, you know, we haven't had slavery for a really long time, because the truth is we are only three generations removed from Brown versus the Board of Education, which was in 1954. And that is the Supreme Court case that said separate but equal was not legal. Okay, before that, we had Plessy versus Ferguson that said, yes, you can have white schools and black schools, so they can be separate, but you have to make them equal, but we know they weren't equal, okay? And it wasn't until the Civil Rights Movement, you know, that really hit in the 60s that we started to see things change. So even though, you know, and I have family members that would make that argument, you know, we haven't had slavery for hundreds of years, so everybody just needs to get over it. We are three generations. Three, because my mother was born in 1954. Oops, sorry, Mom. I told what year you were born. For three generations. Her, me, my kid. Kids, we're three generations. That's not that long. You know, that is not that long. That means my mother's siblings that are older than her were born into segregated schools. So we are not that far removed from it, and we still experience it in a lot of ways. So this was my interest. And, you know, if you would talk to me about the founding fathers, if you would talk to me about, you know, this great vision they had for the country, I would get really upset and I would say that's total BS, because they didn't. They did not set up a country that was on equality. No, they set up a country that was on equality for their little group of white men. It certainly didn't exclude anyone of color, and it certainly didn't exclude the women. You know, so it really wasn't what we're taught. You know, we're programmed in the United States to see this as they came here for freedom of religion and for equality. Then how did we end up at the Salem witch trials if we came here for freedom to practice whatever religion you wanted? Because it never was that. That's what the history books tell us, but it wasn't the truth. So this is where I was struggling. And it took Spirit, it took God a little while to pull me out of my beliefs about this. Because, like I said, I was pretty opinionated on it. Because we're just still in the midst of it, you know. It's not really fixed yet. Sure, it's better in some ways, but it's not in others. But what they had to do is, I watched this movie in my head that Spirit showed me, and it basically went back almost to the beginning of human time on this planet. And I watched group after group after group go into an area, take it over, murder those that could pose a threat, program, bring in those that they could, always in a lesser position, so always a slave or servant, okay, until they could get them to toe the party line. And so even though, you know, we're in the United States and we're definitely still fighting for equality. This has been going on for thousands of years, and there's nothing about the situation right now that's any different than any other time it's happened on this planet. And I needed that reality check because I certainly was villainizing the founding fathers in a lot of ways for what they did to the Africans that they brought here and what they did to the Native Americans. And so, you know, I held some prejudices there that were influencing my perspective and my view. And so Spirit had to give me some corrective perspective. And they showed me that this was not just these men who did it, but that has been done throughout the entire history of time. You know, the only difference is that it affected my incarnation right now. That's the only thing that's different than the thousands of other times it's happened throughout history. And it's always happened in every single race. I don't even want to know that I want to say race, but every single culture has been the aggressor at some time, you know? And so we have this long history of killing each other. And what we have to do is be willing to start seeing God in everybody and let go of the past, honor it, remember it, but don't drag it into the future. Okay. We have to be willing to say, what did we need to learn here? And then we take those lessons into the future, but we have to be willing to do that. And so from that perspective, we have to be willing to start seeing each other clearly and in the present moment, and moving forward and seeing God in every single person here. And that's what Spirit has said we have to do to heal. We have to get behind leaders that can do that. You know, we have to stand behind political leaders and religious leaders that are teaching us how to do that. And in my mind, that is Bernie Sanders and Pope Francis and others that don't quite have the platform that they have. But these two are doing it. You know, if we need someone to follow, there's two people we can follow that are doing it. And that's what we have to do. Okay, so let's go ahead and start our next visualization, okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to put your hands out in front of you as if someone's going to be handing you something, okay? And for everything that's wrong in our present society, it's going to be like we're putting a rock in your hands. So that people are angry and so divided, that's a rock being placed in your hands. That our political system is so angry and divided, that's another rock in your hands. That we have people killing each other, murdering each other for not that there could ever be a good reason, but for no reason whatsoever, yet more weight added to your hands. We have people being assaulted. We have women and men being raped. We have people being stolen from and robbed, being beaten, more rocks and more rocks and more rocks. Okay, we have brokenness all around us. We have people who are afraid, people who are angry. We are surrounded by violence, more rocks and more rocks. By the time we think of everything that is completely broken and full of hate around us, our hands are so full of rocks. And you see, we've been holding it for a little while, and we can. But what happens if you're asked to hold this consciousness for an hour? Your hands are going to get tired. What if you have to hold it for a day? Your hands and your muscles are going to be even more tired. Your muscles are going to be shaking. You're going to start to feel physically ill. After a couple of days, it will be very difficult to continue. This is what we're doing. We're holding on to every bit of pain, every bit of violence, every bit of fear, and it's literally making us sick. It's affecting us. It's stopping us from going forward. It's preventing you from being healthy and happy. It's causing you to shake, to not be able to move forward. And although you could sit here and you could pull these rocks up one by one by one and look at them and look at every example of them, you could also spread your fingers apart, move your hands apart, and let them all fall to the ground. The thing is, with trauma, with pain. We want to hold on to it so we can walk around and have it. Sometimes it becomes a badge of courage. Look what I've overcome. Look what I've endured. Other times it becomes something that's holding us back or weighing us down. We get so accustomed to holding it, we forget we have it. I want you to let all of these rocks go. I want you to step into freedom and into the present by spreading your fingers and moving your hands apart and just letting them go, just letting them drop. This is what it's like when you let go of things. Your hands feel awkward for a moment because you feel like you've lost something. But now look at them and tell them all the good that they can now hold, all the love, all the support, all the joy. With empty hands, you can receive. You can receive prosperity and love and peace. With these empty hands, you can let any of that stuff come in. Bread maker, it's okay. Sorry, the bread maker is going off in the kitchen. See, I can receive bread. My hands are empty. My hands are empty. I can get bread, right? That's what this is. For the next few days, I want you to consciously look at your hands. What are you holding? What are you carrying on with? What are you bringing into this moment that doesn't belong there? Is it an argument from someone from a few days ago? Okay? Is it just, you know, somebody said something that hurt your feelings, that, you know, you're not ready to let go of it because they were wrong? What is it that you're holding on to that needs to be dropped? Just let it go. It's safe to do so. Let it fall. It's time. Because you can't let the good in if you're holding on to the stuff that you don't want. Collectively, if your heart is sending out waves of energy with every single beat, how much are those waves of energy being influenced by the things you're holding on to that you don't want? Quite significantly, I would say. Okay, let all of that stuff go. And now that your hands are free, I want you to make a conscious effort to receive. I am a gracious receiver. I allow myself to receive love and support. I allow myself to receive peace. I allow myself to receive unconditional love. I allow myself to receive. Okay? You have to have your arms open, your hands open to receive. And if you're not holding on to stuff all the time, but you have your fists are clenched, you know what this says? I don't feel safe. Okay, I don't feel safe. My hands can't be open because I don't feel safe. So I'm going to keep my fist clenched so that nothing can land on me. Same thing. Okay? All right, so we're going to just let all of it go. Okay, now we're going to do one more big visualization together. Okay? And this is the one that's for the planet and for everybody for healing. So this one, we will be spending time in silence on this one. So, you know, if you log out or log back in and we're still silent, that's why. Okay, what I'd like for you to do is repeat this, you know, every day if you can for the next couple of weeks. Recreate it in your mind. Adapt it. Make it yours. But we have to start having anchors of peace on this planet. We need it. The planet needs it. Humanity needs it. And that's tonight. You are going to become an anchor of peace, an anchor of peace and a light holder. And by doing so, we are going to shift the energy on this planet. I want you to understand how very important you are to this process. I want you to understand that you are critical to this process, that your participation, that your part of this matters. Okay. Would one of you turn off the lights? Let's make it a little dimmer in here for a more meditative place. Thank you, Courtney. Yeah. The one switch is just behind that door and then that lamp up there, and I have the candle lit. I think that's okay. Don't you think? Is it bothering you? Okay. Oh, yes. My ears are squealing. Yay, angels are ready. That was a great sign whenever the high-pitched squealing starts. Okay. So get in a comfortable space. If that's not, you know, in your chair, lay on your couch, lay on your bed, lay on the floor. Just get in a really comfortable space, okay? It'd be better if I had that table cleared off, huh? All right. So we're going to focus on breathing. Breathe in quiet light. So let everything go. Breathe in light. And let everything go. Light workers, you are being called to duty. You have been on this planet completing your individual and group missions, but you are now being activated to the collective mission. It is time, and you are ready. I call you now into a circle. I want you to picture this group of light workers completely surrounding planet Earth, completely standing around the entire planet, holding hands with our legs apart about shoulder width. We have a confident, poised positioning of our body, and you're holding the hand of the light workers on either side of you, and you are focused only on the sound of my voice. Light workers, light holders, and light bearers, this is the moment you've been preparing for. You are being called to active duty, and from this moment forward, you are on duty. It is time, and you are ready. You have taken the hand of the light worker standing next to you to create one circle of high vibrational frequency, one circle of continuous high vibrational consciousness. I want you to activate the pineal gland, and I want you to completely open your crown chakra. If you are unsure how to do these at this moment because you're not fully awake yet, simply give yourself the command, activate pineal gland, fully open crown chakra. Your soul will do the rest because it's ready. You came here for this assignment. Excellent. Now what's going to happen is we're going to send energy cords from your feet down to the planet Earth. The cords are going to create a grid pattern of every light worker on assignment all over this planet. We are creating an encompassing and very detailed anchoring grid. As these cords continue to form, you're going to start to receive immediate downloads through your crown chakra. These are going to be interpreted then through the opening of the pineal gland, and you will receive the information you need on how to continue day to day on this assignment. By continuing to hold the hand of those that are next to you, you are continuing to create this very solid wall of high vibrational frequency around the entire planet. This entire wall has created a space where unconditional love, healing, and light is being sent to planet Earth, and then it is bouncing all around inside the sphere we've created. Your feet have created the anchors that have now created cords going into the planet. Do you see what we've done? We've made a grid. We have created a cocoon. Our consciousness, the wall, our feet, the anchors, and our crown chakra receiving alignment from divine source, from God directly. And we've created a cocoon for this planet. Now, I want you to visualize with your mind a white mist. It starts off as a mist, and it's going to project out of you, out of our high wall of vibrational consciousness to the planet. it starts as a mist, and as it continues and it continues and it continues, it gets more and more solid. This is the agent, the catalyst. This is love. Now, be the observer in this moment as well. And I want you to visualize Turkey right now. There are lost, angry, and confused people. They're shouting. There's fear. The people are unsure with the recent attempted coup. There are those that are mourning, those that are hiding, and those that are angry. This mist continues to descend upon them. And when it hits them, when they breathe it in, when it flows through their body and it hits all of their chakras, snap, they wake up. They wake up from the illusion. They wake up. And just like that, they drop the weapons. They drop the anger. And they see God in each other. They shake hands. They hug. They heal. That is the power of what we're doing. Now I want you to see this happening in Syria. We have displaced people that are seeking refuge in nearby countries. We have anger and violence and hate and murder. Same thing, project this mist into Syria. The mist is getting more and more solid as the moments go, because this is a much stronger frequency of fear and anger. It's going to take a little more time than it did before. It's slowing down now a little bit. Continue to project that. Continue to project this white mist of love all over this planet. It becomes more and more solid as we go. And I want you to visualize a group of refugees. They're scared. They're sad. They're hurting. And as soon as they breathe in this love, as soon as it permeates all around them, you see the fear just wipe from their faces. They feel loved. And now they can feel safe. You see the weight of the world falling off of them. I want you to see them happy and laughing, knowing that they are safe. See them with food, with shelter, with comfort. And now I want you to see all of the angry ones holding the weapons, firing the weapons, driving the big armored tanks and trucks. And as the mist of this unconditional loving mist comes over them, they lay their weapons down, confused at first, not sure what's going on, and then they wake up just like that. When they wake up from the fear-based programming, they see God in each other. They see God in everyone. Putting down the weapons and reaching for the hands. Coming together in a place of peace. I want you to continue to send this high vibrational energy, this unconditional love all over our planet. It needs to hit the Middle East. Now let's target some to France, okay? Let's see, there are people in France that are still hurting from the attack there the other day. We see anger and we see fear. We see confusion more than anything else. Why? And now we send them this love, these feelings of comfort, these feelings of togetherness and support and unconditional love. And we see the tears of confusion and the tears of fear and the tears of hate become tears of love, tears of healing. We see those that are grieving comforted, those that are confused being loved and hugged and held. We see those that are angry becoming tender and soft. We see those that were afraid becoming surrounded with feelings of wellness and protection. We see the people leaving behind locked doors and coming into the streets and into the parks and holding hands and becoming one. All minds are linked. All minds are linked. We see peace overtaking this planet, one mind at a time. We see this spreading through all of Europe, through Italy, through Greece, Sicily, through Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Norway, Great Britain. We see it moving through, continuing to just grow and spread and free people, wake them up from the programming. Wake them up from the programming of fear and hate. And send us through the Middle East and now down into Africa. We have areas of intense violence in Africa. We see this. It's no longer a mist. It's more like just a wall of white light. And it's going to swoosh through. And as it does, some people will even be stunned by it. Some people will have to deal with a wide array of feelings of seeing the karmic cycle and circle of everything that's been done. But because they know all minds are linked and they see God in everybody, they're willing to take whatever steps it is to heal, to create this peaceful place. This wall of white now continues all through Africa, Australia, New Zealand, coming around to South America and back up to all of the beautiful countries of South America, all of the coastal areas. We see this wall of white light, of love, spreading, waking people up, reminding them of the truth. There is no separation. We are all thoughts in the mind of God. Any separation is an illusion. Any separation is a lie. You harm another, you harm yourself. You help another, you help yourself. We see people coming out into the streets and they're singing and they're celebrating and they're loving and they're hugging and they are truly seeing each other. All minds are linked. We are all thoughts in the mind of God. I am you, you are me. I see God in you. Moving up through Central America. And now we are to our country, the United States. I want you to see this wall of light. It's first going to go around the entire edge of the country. Okay? It's going to go to the east, southeast, hit Florida in the map, go up the eastern seaboard all the way up, go over the top part of the U.S., that Canadian border, all the way over to the Pacific Northwest, and then down that western coast, all the way around. And the light is continuing up through Canada, and it's happening there already, but we're going to come back and focus on the U.S., because now the entire United States is surrounded with this magnificent wall of unconditional love. And it's around the entire edge, all the borders of the United States. And I want you to watch it because it's going to move in. And it's every direction is going to move in. And it's going to hit right in the center. And Norman, Oklahoma is going to be the center pinpoint. So it's going to go through this wall of white, through every single state, every mountain, every body of water, every open field, every cave. And then they're all going to converge right here in Norman, Oklahoma, meaning all in this place. And they're going to meet here because this is where the circle originated tonight. This is where we are still sending out love with every beat of our heart. And that white wall of unconditional love just goes in and bam, we wake up. We see our brothers and our sisters and we wake up. I see God in you, you see God in me, and we wake up. We see that, yes, every life matters. But we are going to do whatever we have to do to show our brothers and our sisters that they matter. So if that means we stand with them and we march with them and we love them and we support them, then that's what we do. Because all minds are linked. I stand up for you. I stand up for me. I say you matter. I matter. I protect you. I protect me. I love you. I love me. I want you to picture people coming out of their homes. Some will be in pajamas already. Some will be in work clothes still. Some will have shoes. Some will be barefoot. All different colors of skin, colors of hair, colors of eyes. We have the beauty of a beautiful, diverse country. Different languages, different religions, different cultures. All of us coming together, neighbor to neighbor, friend to friend, brother to sister, mother to child, father to mother, and we're holding hands. All minds are linked. If you feel a fear thought from one of your brothers or sisters, tell them you are loved and you are safe. All minds are linked. We're going to have several moments of silence. I ask that you tell any fear thoughts that come in at this time, you are loved and you are safe. All minds are linked. Remember, your heart is emitting a frequency of divine love right now. All minds are linked. And continue the work, light worker. You are called to duty, and it is time. I call on the archangels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Azrael, Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Nathaniel, Archangel Sandalphon. I call upon all of the archangels, the healing angels, the messenger angels, the guides. I call upon Christ, Mother Mary. I call upon the divine and loving presence of God.
We are the light workers, the light bearers, and the light holders. We have been called up and called to duty, and we are ready. We ask that you use us, show us how to be of service, how to fulfill our divine mission and purpose. Help us become healing, empowering, and loving vessels of light. May your words be our words. May your thoughts be our thoughts. May your love flow through us, and your grace be demonstrated in everyday moments. Reclaim authority. Reclaim our divine mission, our purpose. Reclaim our truth as vessels and light workers, light bearers, and light holders. We declare peace in the minds, on the lips, and in the hearts of all of those willing to do so. We claim peace and we claim love. We pave the way and open the door for our brothers and sisters who wish to end the programming of fear. We clear the way and we open the door so that they may step into truth. They may step into the light. Now with our crown chakra open and receiving direct messages from Source, and our feet becoming cords and anchors into this planet, we now use our hands and we lift them up. And our hands become agents of illumination. Our hands become the light. We shine the light into the darkness, freeing those that are held captive. We shine our light into the darkness, sending away the fears and the anxieties. We shine our light into the darkness, bringing forth everyone to know the truth. We shine our light into the darkness. The darkness has no more power. There is no more darkness. We illuminate and we hold the door open so that all minds are not only linked, but all minds are free. And we end the fear and hate programming on this planet once and for all. This is a powerful moment, and this is a powerful place. Now you can see clearly what your assignment and what your job is. There will always be those now standing at this wall, holding this place of unconditional love and light. There will always be those shining their light into the darkness to free the minds of those that are sick of the programming. And you may return to this time and this place and continue your work, light worker. Remember that you are important and you matter. And by first freeing yourself, you free others. We leave the wall intact with the purpose of the light and all the light work that must be done. Then we come back fully into our bodies and we close this meditation and visualization. We are grateful for all of the support and the love that makes us effective at our divine mission. And so it is. So it is. I am so dizzy. I am so dizzy, guys. Wow. My head is like, woo, spinning.
Okay, how was that? Okay, they're giving me thumbs up, but the room's a little spinning. So I'm going to take a quick drink and see if I can't get my head to come back down to earth. Okay. Lightworker, you know what? I never know what I'm going to say because I channel all of these, so I have no plan. It just comes. But what was really powerful to me is we just built a wall. Which candidate is saying he's going to build a wall? I just think he had the wrong idea of the wall, and he put it in the wrong place. But the wall was meant to be between humanity and fear. The wall was meant to end the false programming. It's just, you know, so there was a wall built, a magnificent wall. The visualization, so you have an idea of what that looked like, was all of this, like, interference coming to the planet Earth and what looked like radio waves. And it was coming in and coming in and coming in, and the wall we built cut it off. So, in a way, it was like there were radio waves coming in that were causing people to go crazy, lose their minds. And when we built the wall and the way we built it, you know, down into the ground and all the way up to source, we cut off all of those those radio waves. We cut them all off. And then we worked on freeing the minds within. So good job, lightworkers. Good job. Okay, so I am spent. That's all I can do. I'm done. I'm still really dizzy, and that's it for me for tonight. But what I want to say is please continue the work. You've been activated. You've been called up. It is critical that you do what you came here to do. Just remember this, all minds are linked. So if you're working on your stuff and you're working on being in a place of love and you're working on being in a place of peace, other people are benefiting from it, whether they realize it or not. All minds are linked, okay? If you work on yours, you're working on everybody's. All right, guys, have a fantastic night. And remember, you're a light worker. You've got this. Be the beacon of unconditional love. Be the one that has faith that we will be okay. Have a great night, and namaste. I am.